some football things of note this hour. A.J. Brown on Sirius XM. The Eagles are the defending champions, but it's a new season. Lots of work to kind of restart this thing.
Just got to go back to work. All that stuff is over with, you know. I like to say, you know, the Lombardi, she's not loyal. She's not loyal. So we got to go. We got to do it. We got to do it again. You know, try to win over again.
See if they can be back-to-back champions, obviously, in the NFC East. At Titans camp, this is how, I'm just going to tell you how this was labeled in the system, I think, by Marco. This is Cam Ward, their new rookie quarterback. It was labeled Cam Ward dot he is Al Dukes.
Huh.
All right, here's Cam Ward talking about how he likes to spend his days.
Phone on D&D, wake up, watch film. I talk to five people a day, so besides my teammates. So I only talk to the parents and then dog, that's really it. So I just be chilling, go home, and I don't really do too much, eat and go to sleep.
That's pretty close.
Sounds
just
be good.
Like Al Dukes, man.
I don't know if you talk to five people outside of us.
I do not.
Two, maybe two. That's pretty close, though. That's not too bad.
He also said the other day that he, and I don't know, someone was asking about NFL training camp and grueling and this and that. He was like, I watched my dad for 20 years get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to a job he didn't want to go to. If I ever have that happen to me, you know, like whatever, I wake up, I come here, it's a privilege to be here, all these things. I think he's going to be great this
year. I'll tell you what, pretty grounded. And the thing is that he aced all of his interviews at the Combine.
Mm. Yep,
that's
aced
good.
Them. That's why he was the number one overall pick.
Maybe the Titans got their guy. We will find out. We know the Commanders have their guy in Jaden Daniels. He was also on Sirius XM, and he says, sky's the limit for me, which is a problem for the rest of the league.
That was only my first year, so there's so much I still have to learn as far as situational football, learning the offense even more. So that's something that we attacked hard this offseason.
And the question is Terry McLaurin in uniform in time for week one as that continues to go on? Same thing with Micah Parsons in Dallas. There has been nothing done. Lots of whispers and rumors, but still no deals for either guy. You guys mentioned Huntley signing with the Browns. That's what? That's just to go out there and help them out?
I think a camp arm because the injuries for the other quarterbacks aren't all that significant. But you got two hamstrings with Pickett and Gabriel, and you got a sore shoulder with Shedeur Sanders.
Got it. At Dolphins camp, imagine you're sitting in the media gathering. You're all excited. Here comes the coach. We're going to talk some football, and he greets you this way.
You should stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great? What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
Good morning, everybody.
And he did not smile.
He doesn't smile.
He was. I've seen him smile, but he did not smile here. He just stared like he was dead serious. I mean, what he's saying basically is, you know, you can enjoy the moment, each day is a gift and whatever, but it, I mean, in the
we're all just little beings on the pimple of the ass of the universe.
Mm. And this is like right up Jerry's alley.
You've lived, you've loved, you're gone. Yeah. It's over.
Good job, Jerry.
You could be a cat.
That gets hit on.
We're all just here, and one day we're all not. And the world's going to keep spinning, and we'll be forgotten.
Wonder
what the hell is after this life? Not a damn thing, we're worm food.
Wow.
Somewhere, someone's dying right now.
Yeah. I wonder if Rutgers would give you like a professorship of philosophy.
Yeah,
like along
fun.
With your radio play-by-play.
I call it inspiration. What is the point of what the hell we've done? Right. Next thing you know, you're dead. You never spent the time with your family. No one cares about you. You think that everything remains the same, and it doesn't. Everything keeps rolling. And then one day you're trampled and gone. Life is nothing more than a scam and just filled with hypocrisy.
That's true.
And then you're dead. Like, that's it.
Yes.
We're all on borrowed time. Our death clock is winding down minute by minute. We're nothing more than a cat that gets hit by a car or the bug we step on. They're living beings that are dead and they're gone. These walls have had greatness come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're gone, you're just gone.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Good Lord. Talk about emptying up the folder.
That's only about half of
it. Oh, God. Amazingly enough, sometimes those conversations come because Al is fascinated with the notion of when somebody passes, where are they?
Yeah, he asked me where Tom Petty was.
Yeah, like, where's Hulk Hogan right now? That guy was just running around Clearwater Beach, and now he's just nowhere?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Expired.
Yes. There was a day, I swear, I came in. He's like, where do you think Tom Petty is right now?
No.
I'm like,
I get that question from him once a month.
It's just weird. Like, some they were here, and now, like, where is Hulk Hogan?
Yeah,
that was
guys,
a person. He's now just somewhere, I guess.
You guys go deep. I will say that.
We do sometimes get deep. That is true. That is a very good point. Someone's got to.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Kind of like you, apparently. I present to you Frank Reich on the Zach Gelb show from yesterday.
I just got a text, actually, from your former college roommate in Boomer Esiason as you started that answer, who's a colleague of ours here. And I asked him, I said, anything I could tease your old college roommate on to open things up to kind of ease him into the conversation? Boomer responded, he was a very messy roommate and farted a lot. So what was the scouting report on Boomer Esiason as a roommate, since he just kind of went after you, which I would probably imagine whatever he said about you, Boomer was 10 times worse.
Well, first of all, I vehemently deny those accusations, both of them. And I just think he's trying to cover up his own messes and bad hygiene.
Nice answer.
Franco was a great roommate. He was. But I just had a little fun at his expense. This happened yesterday when we were on the golf course.
Nice.
And I didn't know if it got to Zach in time, but obviously after we played, I saw Zach posted that on X. It was great. And Frank's initial reaction, you really can't hear it. You could see it, and it's perfect.
Is he going to be mad that we're going to be very close to him and not going up to see him?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Did you tell him?
That was part of the original plan.
That was part of my original plan.
Right, yeah. So do the best we can.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's on the way to Pebble Beach. I mean,
yeah.
If we could stop and say hi.
Or we could just continue on.
Yeah, just kidding.
Continue on and play that par three course.
That's right.
Al cannot wait to start shopping in Carmel and visiting coffee shops.
That's probably true.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I love a good coffee shop. A local brew is also exciting for me.
Have you done some investigating?
I haven't looked yet.
Okay.
I've looked at the weather. It looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I know. Yes. It's 65.
It's chilly when we start.
Yeah, but
the days
still,
are great.
I mean, no rain.
No, it looks gorgeous. 70, like 68, 69, 70.
Not attending. Don't want to go.
Just stay home. And De'Aaron Fox, 4-year deal with the Spurs for $229.